Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Well, across the papers, first off this morning, and particularly in the tabloids as well today, tributes to retired principal John Curran, who was found dead in his South African apartment. In the Irish Independent this morning, their headline, aid worker stabbed to death for his phone. That story is right across the tabloids as well. In The Star, their headline, charity worker hacked to death, Irish aid chief hacked to death for his phone. That's the headline in The Mirror today. And a dad of four found in a pool of blood. And it's an incredibly sad story. As I said, lots of tributes across all of the papers as well this morning today on that story, and photographs too. To some of the other news right across the broadsheets as well this morning, to the Times Ireland edition, their headline, no deal plan will include new border in the Irish Sea. You just heard about it there in the news bulletin this morning. This Brussels plan to put a customs border in the Irish Sea, if there is a no Brexit deal, will be included in a divorce agreement, according to a letter from Theresa May. It suggests that the British Prime Minister was accused of breaking her promise to the DUP that she would never allow Northern Ireland to be divided from the rest of Britain. And the European plan, of course, known as the backstop to the backstop, would involve Northern Ireland being tied to the single market and the customs union if Brexit talks collapse. And the Irish government and the EU have insisted on this insurance policy, effectively, to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland. And Theresa May had previously said that a no UK Prime Minister could ever agree to such a plan. And there's lots of commentary and analysis really on that story in all of the papers and in the Times Ireland edition this morning. To the Examiner next, their headline, Harris faces call for audit of doctors. And that story is also in the Daily Mail as well this morning. HSE was warned of dodgy doctors. That's their headline today. The Health Minister coming under pretty mounting pressure to audit the number of rogue doctors in the health system amid fears that patients are being needlessly put at risk by unqualified medics. And Fianna Fáil's health spokesperson Stephen Donnelly wrote to Simon Harris yesterday calling for a review after a judge warned people with little knowledge of the basics of medicine are being allowed to work in hospitals. And as I said, that was a story that emerged in the papers yesterday, and again dominating both the Examiner and the Daily Mail as well today. To the Irish Times next, their headline this morning, low take-up of rural broadband alarms the government. Pat Leahy, the paper's political editor, reporting that just one in seven homes in rural Ireland so far offered high-speed broadband by air has actually taken it up, which has basically raised serious fears for the government about the viability of its own plans to connect 500,000 isolated homes to rural broadband. And air, the company, is rolling out broadband to 300,000 homes in better populated rural areas. And earlier on, of course, this year, it abandoned a plan to connect 500,000 isolated homes under the state-backed national broadband plan. The company no longer reveals how many households have signed up, but figures obtained by the Irish Times and published in the paper this morning show that just 28,000 of the 200,000 homes offered connections earlier this year have actually taken up the actual subscriptions. We want to know if you are one of those homeowners who'd actually been offered broadband but hasn't actually taken it up. For whatever your reasons, do let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter as well this morning at Breakfast NT. To the tabloids, or the remainder of the tabloids just as well today, just The Sun, their headline this morning, I don't want you here, stars in a bust up at mum's funeral. And more on that story in The Sun this morning. Just a couple of other stories as well making the headlines today. Actually in the Times Ireland edition, first of all, it's also on the front page of the paper. Their headline, backlog forces women to wait 20 weeks for smear test results. Jennifer Bray reporting that women have been forced to wait up to 20 weeks to receive the results of their smear test. And the HSE's National Director, Damien McCallion, told the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee yesterday that there was a backlog of about 80,000 smear tests that are still to be processed. And Simon Coveney, the Thánaiste, apologised last month after it emerged that women were waiting up to 18 weeks to get their results. The HSE only last night said that more women were using the service in part because of the offer of the extra test, really, to any woman that was concerned following the cervical check controversy that emerged earlier on this year. And now Damien McCallion from the HSE said that every county was actually struggling to source professionals to test the slides. And there's more details and commentary as well on that story in the Times Ireland edition this morning. Also to the Irish Examiner, they have a story out today. 25% of GPs won't provide abortion services, and that's according to the results of a new poll. A quarter of doctors won't provide or will not provide any abortion service and will be reluctant to refer a pregnant woman to a colleague. And that's according to this survey by the Irish College of General Practitioners. The ICGP's online consultation process noted that only a third, or about 32%, of the 3,500 doctors that took part in this survey are currently willing and able to provide termination of pregnancy services. And we are interested in hearing some of the comments and the reasons why from doctors if they're tuned in to us this morning on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Also, another story of interest as well today in the Irish Independent. It's also on the front of the paper. Sisters get China tea set in will as brothers share €3.8 million estate. Gordon Deegan and Shane Phelan reporting that three sisters were left a china, delf and cutlery along with €5,000 each in their mother's will, while the remaining €3.8 million of assets in her estate was shared by her three sons. But now the eldest son has successfully challenged the will in the High Court after getting only a fraction of the €3.8 million estate, and the decision means the man will now inherit farmland valued at €1.27 million rather than a small parcel of land valued at just €100,000. And the judgment arises out of a bitter and costly court battle which heard the man was no longer in speaking terms with all bar one of his five siblings. And more on that particular story in the Independent as well this morning. Also in the Indo, just an interesting story and just some pretty amazing photographs as well. Page 3 of the paper today. Rare sharks nursery of mermaids' purses eggs found off the west coast. Paul Melia, the paper's environment editor, reporting today that scientists have discovered a very rare shark nursery about 300 kilometres off the west coast of the country. And these so-called mermaid's purses, or their eggs, were discovered littered across the seabed during an exploration of the country's deep ocean territory, with large numbers basically filmed at depths of up to about 750 metres. And marine scientists say that such large concentration of eggs are actually rarely recorded and suggest that females may actually gather in the area, and a nearby coral reef might also act as a refuge for juvenile shark pups when they hatch. So interesting story and photographs in the Independent too this morning. Just a very quick final one. Irish shoppers expected to splash out about €300 each on Black Friday. A very mixed list of what you're looking out to buy. Shoppers are going to spend about £300. That's according to this new survey that's out. And of those taking advantage of the reductions in prices, 16% will do it online. Let us know if you're an online shopper versus going into the store, or if you prefer to actually shop in store rather than online. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Those are the stories making the headlines this Friday morning. Still to come, the Green Party calls on the Department of Agriculture to be more ambitious when it comes to reducing agricultural emissions. We'll be asking what can be done.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.